Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Our scripture today is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 10. When they, the wise men, saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. One of my favorite Christian leaders always starts his devotions with reminding his listeners to pay attention to what one word jumps out for them when reading scripture. I must have read this passage hundreds of times, and yet, this day the word saw jumped out. When they saw the star, they must have been searching for a while. Earlier in this chapter, we learned they have asked King Herod, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." So they already had seen the star, but it seems they were actively seeking it and where it could lead them. When they saw the star, they could hardly contain themselves. They were filled with joy. This story, revisited, reminds me that joy is always there, though we must be paying attention. I am sure that you have experienced joy. It is actually all around us every day if we are not distracted by the little things. Let's think of some examples of joyous moments, perhaps milestones in our lives, such as graduations, birthday celebrations, reaching a goal. For a child, Christmas morning or birthdays might bring joy. Weddings and family gatherings can bring us joy. The question for me in light of the word saw is, were we looking, anticipating these events, or were we just expecting a dose of happiness? Recently, I have witnessed real joy, sheer joy, pure love and delight. Someone very close to me has become a grandmother for the very first time. She chooses happiness and a positive attitude the majority of the time, though life has not always been easy. She amazes me as she seeks joy in the everyday. Recently, I saw a video of this grandmother with her grandson. The pure joy of their interaction touched me beyond measure. She was looking straight into the eyes of her grandson and leaning in to laugh and giggle and give him a kiss. Much like a game of peekaboo, she was playing with him. He was giggling. Such a real treasure to hear that deep, infectious laugh from both of them. They saw each other. They saw love. And I, as the observer, also saw that joy. I wasn't expecting it, but I was blessed to see that beautiful connection and the joy those two found in their hearts, sheer joy. They could hardly contain themselves. The reality is, I was gifted to witness this moment and was reminded that I saw this joy because I was searching for joy for this new grandmother. Filled with joy, I know I am blessed and find myself seeking joy-filled moments in the ordinary much more often. Let us seek joy in the ordinary and never overlook the wonders of His love. Let's pray together. Loving God, You surround us with joy every day. Help us to search and see joy in our daily lives. In this season, help us to focus on the wonders of Your love and sing out joy to the world. Lord, we know You are the real source of our joy, and we ask that You guide us as we share and radiate joy to others. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Lisa Blackwood.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1stchurch.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.